It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Joinina County Senior Olympics will celebrate 40 years. The kickoff, registrations, and award presentations will be held Saturday, February 16th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Trails West Clubhouse. The events will begin February 20th and end April 29th. Emily Guerra spoke with Senior Games Volunteer Coordinator Mike Simeone to find out more about the event.
This is a way not only to hone your skills and to keep the rust away, but also to give you the opportunity to get up in the morning, put your feet on the ground, and get out and do something.
So is this an advice you would give to most seniors?
Definitely. I would say that, you know, as we grow older, we have a tendency at times to forget some of the things that we learned when we were younger. And one of the things that Senior Olympics offers to people is the opportunity not only to participate, but also to socialize. And it amazes me. This is my 12th year now with Senior Olympics in this position that I have with them. And so many of the Olympians say the medals are secondary. It's the friendships. It's the ability to interact. And I think that's important. That, I believe, is what keeps them young.
Let's talk about more of the events. So we talked about racquetball, bowling. There's table tennis, eight-ball pool.
Eight-ball pool. I want to tell you about that, you know. Most people think about eight-ball pool. They think of it as a man's game. Not true. We offer both men and women. And surprisingly enough, the women pick up the game very quickly and very easily.
So about how many people have entered in this event?
Over the years, we generally average about a dozen in each area.
And that's through all the other events as well?
Oh, no. Our biggest event right now, and by far the most popular, is pickleball.
Pickleball, what is that?
It's a cross between tennis and racquetball. And it's taking Las Cruces as well as the nation by storm. And there is a pickleball group who meet at Mearsheit Center in the city of Las Cruces on Mondays and Wednesdays. And they've got over 75 people right now involved in that sport.
So that's the largest. And then next to that would be?
Probably air gun. And air gun is both pistol and rifle for men and women. And I think at this point I need to share with our audience that when you participate in any of these activities, you participate in your own five-year age group. So you're not intimidated by someone younger than you are or older than you are. As an example, if you're a newbie first time around, 50 to 54 is the age group that you're going to find yourself in. So these are people who are going through the same sort of thoughts and newness that you're going through.
And is there a larger age group within this year's Senior Games?
I would say, generally speaking, the largest representation for age group is between 65 and 80. It seems to be by far the biggest age groups.
The baby boomers.
Right, exactly. And you know, it's amazing. This year also, we in Doñana County, of course, are part of the state of New Mexico. And New Mexico, for the very first time, will be hosting the National Senior Games in June 14 through 25 in Albuquerque. And part of that hosting on Saturday, Feb 16th, in the morning, we're going to be having our opening registration and kickoff. Then on Saturday afternoon, that same day, in the old Mesilla Plaza from 1:30 to 3, New Mexico Senior Olympics is hosting a traveling torch run for the state. So we will be receiving the torch from the western part of the state It will come into the Mesilla Plaza. There'll be a program there, and then we will hand the torch off to members of the Mescalero tribe who will carry it to another part of the state, and then it'll travel further from there, and then after that, and eventually, on June 15, we'll end up in Albuquerque and we'll be lit for the two-week June 14 through 25 National Senior Games.
You can listen to the entire interview with Emily Guerra and Mike Simeone at our website, krwg.org.